Somebody sent a message on WhatsApp. The message is about Ambani is giving a gift to his family member. It's a gold-plated car worth $10 million. And this $10 million car will not produce wealth. Yes, it will satisfy the ego, and that he has given the $10 million car to his family member, but it will sit in the garage, and then will not be producing any wealth. So on the other hand, if let's say five elite businessmen of India join their hand together and put the or pool the $10 million each, and they have $50 million, and then I'm sure the government of India can pool together another $50 million into that cause, and they have now $100 million. They can build a world-class university or a college with that money, and they should give then that college or a university to one of the family member as a gift, and also include the Nobel Prize winners as some good positions in those institutions, so that it can encourage the people to be Nobel Prize winners, creative inventors. If we don't do that, then how can we change the society and the country? Whereas those institutions built out of this is the pocket change, I think, for those elites, $10 million is a pocket change. However, that the $10 million times five, $50 million plus $50 million from the government is a tremendous amount of money, which can build world-class university, perhaps better than Takshala or Nalanda. So once we have that, and also those universities or companies, you name it, that can be given as gifts to the family members to run it as a world-class organization. So that world-class university or a company or organization will produce wealth and Nobel Prize winners. So that money will not just sit there in the garage. It will be producing better citizens for the country. If, like in the old days when there were no cars, I'm talking about centuries ago, people, the rich people, they used to donate statues of gold and silver to the temples. And once that statue of gold or silver sits in the temple, that money will not produce. Yes, the value will go up. However, it will not produce wealth. I'm talking about if you invest $100 million over a year, it can produce twice, 10 times the amount of money you have invested in those kind of creative causes. Until and unless people start thinking like that, there will not be any change in the society, in the mindset of the citizens. If the elites cannot think of those ideas, at least they can get those ideas from the, like, when the noble or the creators or the good thinkers become part of those teams. And that's just a starting. That's called win-win situation for everybody. So you see, the problem is in thinking. To buy a $10 million car and put it in the garage, to me, it doesn't seem to be a creative or a world-class thinking. Anyway, that's my take on that. Now, the question is, who will make and conceive these kind of drastic changes? It's the mindset or thinking change we're talking about. The answer is the new awakened youth. The old copycat mentality, which is against any good for all or win-win philosophy, must be discarded once for all. For common good, there in the West, the politicians and in the constitution they represent, they hold monthly teleconference calls, and they know which people are creative or world-class type thinkers. They involve them to find the solutions or get some kind of agreements, vote on the decisions the government or the politicians are making, and then those polls are collected all over the country, and fed to the Congress or to the body which makes decisions and issue funds for the solution of problems of the citizens. Also, I visited. I got the opportunity to visit the Michigan state, Detroit town, where the Ford company has a stronghold since early 1900 or late 1800s, where the Ford car is built. In that town, there was a bus tour. You take from the head office to all the buildings, departments around in the Detroit city. Basically, the whole Detroit city is owned by the Ford company. So you will see the engine R&D department or a building with thousands of cars parked out there. And then another one is the transmission division. And then the body of the car, trucks, and they build not only cars, they build so many other vehicles. So, and then sheet metal shop, and then materials R&D, and also they have their own university, the State of Michigan University, which was funded and financed and managed by the key selected people for Ford company. So they were producing the best of the best engineers for their company, and doctors and other lawyers and other professions. So a university is built, and also so many companies are built to make cars and trucks and other vehicles. But the house of that inventor Ford, it was like a 4-bedroom house with a playhouse for the children in the backyard. That could be at the most maybe $1 million, but not $100 million worth of home. That will be wastage of money. In my opinion, what I've seen. So instead of wasting money on things of egoist or bad ego or copycat or no creative thinking, I don't see that kind of wasteness or selfishness or animal thinking here in the West. Sorry, I have to speak those words, but that when you compare to what you see over here, that's what you find. So. So that's how they do it. Then the other point I was thinking about, you see how people build companies and countries, and then this whole world will be a better place for not only for the elites, but for everybody, and for the Nobel Prize winners, which will come out of those kind of like in the past, Takshila and Nalanda. Perhaps we can have better universities and Mahavidyalayas than Takshila and Nalanda. Or we keep talking about those Takshila and Nalanda and do nothing and keep repeating those type of habits, like from statues to now cars and who knows what next made of gold. It's very ridiculous when you think about the mindset. And who is going to change the youth, the new youth who are creative thinkers? I'm not saying that there's no brain there, but the people with brain, they come over here, and what is left out there, you know, you answer it yourself. And I'm just saying how the mentality and the resources can be utilized the better way, the way people use over here. So just my 2 cents. Hope this makes some sense to some people, and then tell others to spread the message. Thank you for listening.